This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, coming to you from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, not the regular Keene, New Hampshire studios. And we're actually going to be out here today and tomorrow, out here for the, well, what's the official name of this event?
The Free State Blockchain Conference?
Yeah, the Free State Blockchain Conference.
First ever.
First ever in studio. It's Daryl.
And I'm Ian.
And Will.
We also going to be having Derek J. Freeman joining us here shortly.
Yeah, we've got Derek. He was here, and then
we're with customers. We're at his shop. Right,
yes,
now.
We are in the Free State
Blockchain Digital Asset Conference.
That's the name of the conference. We're
yes.
not there yet, though. That's
right.
Tomorrow.
We will be there tomorrow. Right now, we're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. That's shop spelled with a P and an E.
Fancy.
In ye oldie style. Ian, apparently last night you started talking about this time traveler something about Bitcoin. I was not on the show last night.
This
and
was
I was
minutes.
Not, or whenever it was, yeah. I wasn't on the show. I wasn't listening. But this just sounds really interesting. And since you said you barely got into it, just start back. Where's this thing coming from?
It's coming from Reddit. Somebody posted.
Of course it's coming from Reddit. Everything horrible comes from Reddit and 4chan.
Yeah, I'm not telling you this
is the internet.
Good. This is probably more in the horrible side of things.
Okay.
Anyway, it's from Luke Magnata. 4 years ago, this was posted, and I started seeing this getting posted around social media as like, you ought to read this. And it's like, all right, well, let's see what this time traveler has to say. And the big deal,
time traveler.
The big claim here is that he's accurate, supposedly, in his predictions. And we only got into like the fourth paragraph, or like in the first two paragraphs.
Well,
or two
I could be accurate in some predictions if they're very vague predictions. The sun will come up tomorrow.
No, he predicted $1,000 Bitcoin in 2015, $10,000 Bitcoin in 2017. And so people are like, oh, he predicted, you know, the price correctly.
Okay, well, what else did he predict that he was wrong on?
Well, that's the thing. We only got to the first chunk of it here. So he makes the predictions about the price. He says 100,000 in 2019 and 1,000,000 in 2021. Then he claims, from here onwards, there's no good way of expressing its value in dollars, talking about Bitcoin,
as the
dollar is no longer used. He's claiming to be
good.
From the year 2025. So he's claiming that by the year 2025, all fiat currencies will have been completely wiped out.
Good.
Seems pretty optimistic. Derek J., welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, wow, I can get down with that vision.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be wonderful, but it seems a little optimistic.
But that's what I've been dreaming of for the last 10 years. I've been thinking this is just around the corner. People are going to look at their hands and see this stack of papers and say, what have I been doing with all this?
These dirty
this
old
is ridiculous.
Papers.
Right, but also, you know, for like the last, almost two decades, I've been hearing people say, oh, the economy, you know, it can't stand with all of this inflation that we have. It's going to collapse. You need to have food and water and this and that because it's all going to hell in 6 months.
Now, haven't you been listening to our masters, Daryl? You know, we need inflation. Inflation is good for us.
Right. The Federal Reserve says that they are there to maintain inflation.
And thank goodness. Without them, who would do it? They got to do the hard job.
So, yeah,
revaluing our money over time.
So what is actually time traveler? Get into some of the other things that this supposed time traveler has told us via Reddit.
Yeah, he claims that the dollar is no longer used, nor is any central bank issuing currency for that matter, or issues currency. There are two main forms of wealth in today's world. He claims land and cryptocurrency.
All right.
There are just over 19 million Bitcoin known to be used in the world today, as well as a few hundred thousand that were permanently lost. That's wrong.
Yeah,
it's
there's millions.
Yeah,
and it's millions.
So clearly this is not from the future. But that is an interesting thing worth talking about, and that is that a lot of the Bitcoin out there can never be recovered. Those millions
right.
of
what do
Bitcoin.
Mean never? I mean, with artificial intelligence, don't you think they could trace back and crack the codes and
unlock?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Sure.
Those Bitcoins are going to be recovered.
I thought one of the things about Bitcoin was it can't be cracked. My 12-word phrase cannot be cracked in like five lifetimes.
Well, that presumes there aren't going to be advancements in cracking crypto, right? Like, so a quantum computer supposedly could crack Bitcoin in like an instant.
Yeah, you better stay one step ahead. Yeah. I mean, those computers aren't going to be like, oh, well, you know, those people promised 20 years ago.
Well, if they could step that process up, because I've got a 12-word phrase that's not recovering an old wallet that I think's got like 0.18 Bitcoin in it, so it's worth about $1,000 right now. So if they could figure out, like, get that quantum computing going, I'd really like access to
that. But if that happens, then the price of Bitcoin will drop precipitously because it will no longer be secure. So if a quantum computer came out tomorrow and you could all of a sudden hack Bitcoin, then nobody would want Bitcoin anymore because one of the Bitcoin's values is that it is very unhackable. It is safe to keep your money.
Well, because one of Bitcoin's values was that it was a thing that you didn't have to worry about the government, and now all of a sudden, like, governments can know everything that you're doing on the blockchain. That whole security.
Well, they always could. It was always a public ledger.
Well, wait a minute. I thought there were different types of encryption, and so just because someone locked up their keys, their private keys with encryption, doesn't mean they use the same encryption that Bitcoin uses. So I might have a wallet that's encrypted behind a passphrase that can be unlocked with quantum computing, but that doesn't make everyone's Bitcoin wallets at risk. You know what I'm saying?
But the quantum computing supposedly would be able to crack whatever the encryption is. It SHA 256 or something like that.
Yeah, but then Bitcoin will have an upgrade by then.
Well, you
right?
hope
like
so.
In theory,
with the fighting, the infighting going on,
someone
the
fork of Bitcoin because there's
all of them.
Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Classic.
Well, if you've got
Bitcoin
Legacy, you've got
Gold,
all.
Bitcoin Silver, Bitcoin Diamond. Now there's Bitcoin Lightning. That's
Bitcoin
Diamond
is a scam.
You've got BitPlus, BitCore. Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
Well,
it is getting crazy, but some of them aren't even real.
Yeah, well, the best part is. You don't have to do anything to have all of them. You just own Bitcoin, and then all the forks, you collect all the coins.
So with Bitcoin Diamond, which is one of these supposed forks that has happened, there's no software. It doesn't exist. There is no Bitcoin Diamond from what anybody can tell. At this point, at least. Maybe, you know, again, weeks down the road, something will come out. And the more of these there are, the more janky and questionable it all gets. Like the Bitcoin Gold fork, recently they discovered that their website had been hacked and malware had been implanted on their site, and if you downloaded their software within a certain 2-day time frame until they found out about this, then you got infected with the malware. And so the more this happens, the more people are going to be like really wary about trying out any of these forks.
Right, and you know, I'm convinced that Bitcoin Cash was sort of an alpha test of, can there be an altcoin created that forks off of Bitcoin that gets people to say it's Bitcoin because Bitcoin's in the name, and then you have all of these Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Diamond, Bitcoin Silver, Bitcoin Lightning.
Well, I think that it's also an opportunity for the market to respond. You know, you've got like Aria Demezio right now, and she's working on a plan to try to create an intra-community system, like a check system, a rating system for ICOs and cryptocurrencies members, rather than it being a government regulatory body that gets involved in all of this, what Aria is suggesting is that the cryptocurrency community itself create our own peer-based rating system. And
I've got questions
to try
about
to help
how
protect
that would,
each other in the marketplace.
I've got questions on how that would wind up working as something other than sort of a popularity and marketing thing.
Well, already you have the Bitcoin forums like Bitcoin Talk or the forum over at Bitcoin.com, where anytime somebody pitches one of these ICOs, these initial currency offerings, that they'll they'll just tear it apart. I mean, the forum participants, they'll research the individuals who are involved in the thing. They'll put out, you know, whatever kind of claims or counterclaims. And that's probably what you're talking about, just not in any kind of organized fashion.
Right, but again, I've just got major concerns about any sort of reputation-based sort of thing, just because it seems to be a popularity contest. More on that.
Yes.
And unfortunately, not your calls tonight, but this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more from the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
The elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Bitcoin Village, I think, is what some people are referring to it as.
Right. We're in Bitcoin Village. There's more Bitcoin businesses here per capita than anywhere else in the world.
Based on specific geographic jurisdictions.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, you know, you can't consider, say, Portsmouth and five neighboring towns versus one other, you know, neighborhood sort of thing. So you're basing it on
a political jurisdiction.
Political jurisdiction in the city of Portsmouth.
The boundary of the city of Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's a town. People know when they're here. They're not confused about what town they're in.
Right, but no, some places like Boston.
People get confused?
You could be in one of, you know, like 50 suburbs, and people are like, oh, yeah, I'm in Boston. No, you're in a suburb of Boston.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. No, Portsmouth's pretty small.
Yeah.
So,
population 20,000, something, 22?
Yeah, roughly, but there's like 16 businesses right now that retail stores. You could just walk right in and spend Dash.
Amazing.
And Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin. And some stores take more cryptocurrencies than just those.
Right, like this one.
Ian, you mentioned world famous. That's because Portsmouth topped a list recently.
That's right.
Bitcoin, what was it? The most Bitcoin-friendly destination, something like that.
Yeah.
And that
you guys
was,
were in that story,
yeah,
the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
That was over at bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com
right
specifically.
On.
And there's all kinds of news about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies over there. One of the headlines that I saw earlier today, Donald Trump's Fed chair nominee has said that Bitcoin is irrelevant. Or it doesn't matter,
that.
I think was the specific wording, but basically means it's irrelevant.
Good. If they consider it a threat, then awesome. Let them just sleep at the wheel as Bitcoin, you know, and the rest of the cryptocurrency world continues to grow in value and usefulness.
You guys just keep looking at that squirrel on roller skates, and we'll just keep making money.
And you can get that news and much, much more about not just Bitcoin, not just Dash, not just weird, crazy things that Jamie Dimon has said, all of that and more over at news.bitcoin.com. So we started off talking about this letter from a supposed time traveler who decided to post on Reddit, of all places, some advice, warning, some kind of something, claiming that by the year 2025, there would not be government-issued currencies that people think of. It would basically only be virtual currency and land, or the two forms of value.
He claims those are the two forms of wealth, which, of course, is ridiculous
because
wealth comes in all kinds of different forms.
Right. I could have, you know, gold, silver, a big
air conditioning
platinum
as well.
Bar,
as well.
A big screen TV. I could buy all of the T-shirts here from the Bitcoin shop. Those are all, you know, valuable things.
A poor person today has more wealth in their household than
King Henry
wealthy people did 100-plus years ago. So wealth isn't just... This person obviously doesn't know what wealth actually is. But regardless, let's get to more of the predictions, shall we? So he claims that there's a bunch of lost Bitcoin, which is true, but he claims there's far less that's lost than actually are. He says
maybe that's just his.
Could be. We're still dealing with a population, he says, of just over 7 billion people today. On average, this means the average person owns just under 0.003 Bitcoin. However, due to the unequal distribution of wealth in my world, the mean person owns just 0.001 Bitcoin.
What about the nice person? And I realize here he means mean as in, like, median, the average.
Yeah. Well, those are three different things, but yes.
Half of the people are above, half are below, but
that's not a mean. That's the median.
Okay.
I don't remember what a mean is. Do either of you remember?
It's the average.
Is the mean the average?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was different from the average. I thought the mean was different from an average is different from the median.
To my knowledge, they're the same thing.
We can't hear you, man.
You need to talk into the microphone.
Maybe he's British and just trying to talk above us all.
Well, I could pull it
he's
up.
He's from the future.
I don't have the time.
Maybe words mean different things in the future.
Okay, but anyway, back into it.
So he thinks that people own
0.001,
which today, what's that, like 90 bucks?
Right, but again, he's saying that it's going to be worth millions of dollars.
Okay, but he thinks most people own what is today about $90 worth of Bitcoin.
That's what it sounds like.
That's reasonable. Most people could just get, you know, put $100 into a Bitcoin vending machine. Or
0.001, would that be 90? Or, because right now, Bitcoin's $9,000.
It'd be 9.
So that'd be $9 worth.
$9.
Okay, yeah. Wow,
but
that's easy.
But when Bitcoin is at a million,
that will be worth a lot more.
Right.
We won't be talking in terms of dollars anymore.
$900
worth.
Right, but knowing that right now, the average person in the United States of America does not have $400 that they could just go grab for an emergency, it doesn't seem too outlandish to say that the average person in 10 years is going to have, you know, $90 or even $900. If right now the average person doesn't have $400 worth of cash laying around, seems about right to me.
So a mean in mathematics is a quantity having a value, finally had enough time to pull it up, a quantity having a value intermediate between the values of other quantities. They do say it is an average, either the second or third term in a proportion of four terms. So it's not always the average.
I think it's basically the median of half or above, half or below.
This is
and the average
without a distinction.
Let's explain averages real quick. So, Ian, if you have $1,000, Will, you have $50. Is. Derek, you have $50, and I have $2.
Why are we talking in dollars? That's what I want to get to. Why is this time traveler still referring to dollars at all?
I'm just trying to explain averages real quick. So, you know, the average of those sums would be well above $50 and
because
well below $1,000.
Yeah.
But the mean and the median would be, because half would
be 50,
below,
right?
And half would be above.
All right. Well, anyway, going on here. He's not really talking about dollars here, Derek J. He is talking about Bitcoin.
Okay, so he prices things in terms of Bitcoin.
Yeah, he says the mean person owns just 0.001 Bitcoin.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right. Most of you reading this today, he says, are rich.
Because, again, he's claiming that Bitcoins are worth millions of dollars.
Correct. All right, because he claimed it hit a million in 2021, and he's doing this from 2025, supposedly. So he says, you're rich. I personally live next to an annoying young man who logged into his old Reddit account 2 years ago and discovered that he received a tip of 0.01 Bitcoin back in 2013 for calling someone a faggot when he was a 16-year-old boy. Upon making this discovery, he bought an airline ticket, left his house without telling anyone anything, and went to a citadel. What is a citadel, you might wonder? Well, by the time Bitcoin became worth $1,000, services began to emerge for the Bitcoin rich to protect themselves as well as their wealth.
So a citadel, and we'll get back into this, a citadel, basically a large fort sort of thing.
Ivory tower.
For rich people, for Bitcoin rich.
It's like a military fort.
That
more
was when it hit
this.
That's what he claims.
And other stuff here on Free Talk Live, live from the Free State Bitcoin.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop. Why are we here and not in the LRN studios in Keene, New Hampshire? Well, we're out here for the first ever Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference. I will be on a panel tomorrow.
Hey, what's that about? What panel?
Discussing cryptocurrencies and politics.
Okay.
Oh.
And I don't know who all is on the panel with me, and I don't know the time.
There's a real mystery to this conference. If you go to the website, it's just like conference is what it shows.
Breakfast, so. Conference. And then something after the conference.
So well, it's going to be
if you're there.
Crypto people mingling, getting to know each other.
Well, they show the list
questions.
Of speakers, so you know who's going to be speaking. You just don't know when. So it's like, you better show up. You better not be late.
Right. Yeah. And the
you might miss the person you're looking to see.
The newspaper out here for the Seacoast referred to me as a New Hampshire native.
Oh, the
which
paper
was,
reported on it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which was very interesting. I've never been mistaken
now.
For a native,
right.
Which is good. I guess that means that I'm not the person that destroyed Liberty.
You're not the same Daryl that moved here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the same Daryl that moved here. And so, of course, it's Daryl.
Oh, I'm Ian.
We've got Will Coley here.
He's on his phone.
Kind of paying attention.
Somebody's sending me Bitcoin.
Okay, that's important. Of course, Derek J., because we are inside his store, the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
My favorite place in Portsmouth. Yeah. I love this little shop.
So let's get back into this advice from the future, supposedly.
It's a warning. This person is saying, you got to stop doing what you're doing, or else something bad's going to happen.
What's the something bad?
We haven't gotten to that yet. Although he is claiming that, you know, like there's a vast wealth distribution problem, I guess.
Well, I don't know exactly. Let's go further here, because he's saying everybody's got Bitcoin. The central banks have been shut down. Mm-hmm. There's no more fiat currency. And that he claims here that when Bitcoin hit $1,000, services began to emerge for the Bitcoin rich to protect themselves as well as their wealth. Now, again, we know that, at least as far as I know, that doesn't actually exist unless you want to consider a hardware wallet the services that he's referring to. He's claiming there's something called a citadel where rich Bitcoiners will move to protect themselves. He says it started with expensive safes, then began to include bodyguards, and today the earlies, or our term for early adopters, as well as those rich whose wealth survived the transition, lived in isolated gated citadels called gated cities called citadels.
Hold on, what's this transition?
Well, maybe he'll talk about that here. I don't know. Where most of the work is automated, most such citadels are born out of the fortification used to protect places where Bitcoin mining machines are located. The company known as ASIC Miner to you is known to me as a city where Mr. Friedman rules as a king.
Is ASIC Miner still a thing?
You're a king in the future?
Friedman.
Oh, okay.
As in like Milton or David.
Yeah.
In my world, soon to be your world, most governments no longer exist, as Bitcoin transactions are done anonymously, and thus most governments can enforce no taxation on their citizens. Of course, we did read last night on the air that the IRS has won its court case against Coinbase, and now Coinbase will be turning over account information for over 14,000 accounts.
I wonder if that's why they're working on something that I'm somewhat privy to, but is not public knowledge yet.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. You can't say any more, obviously, so
right.
I guess we'll know more when that happens. He says, most of the success of Bitcoin is due to the fact that Bitcoin turned out to be an effective method to hide your wealth from the government, whereas people entering rogue states like Luxembourg, Monaco, and Liechtenstein were followed by unmanned drones to ensure that governments know who is hiding wealth. No such option was available to stop people from hiding their money in Bitcoin. Governments tried to stay relevant in my society by buying Bitcoin, which just made the problem worse.
Man, I wish.
Well, that was the theory. That was the theory that Will was claiming last night. He was claiming that the Federal Reserve and the governments are actually trying to pump and dump cryptocurrencies in order to create uncertainty.
Yeah,
Buy that one?
No.
I do. I totally see it.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that they did it with silver a few years before, when people were starting to talk about the fact that they were going to use silver as a form of currency. So they jacked silver prices up over $40 an ounce through a pump and dump.
But how do you totally know it was them? How do you know that wasn't just a marketplace?
Because some of the people who were involved in it got caught and went to jail for it.
Really?
So, yeah, those people, they know what they're doing. They know that if they can shake public confidence, and that's exactly what happened with silver. After that pump and dump, the investments in silver slowed down to a crawl.
Right,
people
silver is hovering around $17 an ounce.
People stopped talking about using it as an alternative to money on a rate. Like before, you were seeing it on television on shows like Preppers.
Right, but now let me ask how much the rise of cryptocurrency had to do with the, you know, sort of shift away from silver, because it seems to have happened about the same time.
But it also coincides with that pump and dump as well. They all seem to kind of hit right there together.
Well, I think the increase in price is market-based. There's limited supply of bitcoins. People get that it's a good money, and
right, but there's also
they're buying it. So
I think you have to acknowledge that there is some speculation,
of course,
that's involved.
It's speculation, but there's a certainty that Federal Reserve notes are going to lose value over time, and that's people who are buying bitcoins know.
And
that's why you can call it speculation, but that's a certainty.
Well, I forget if it's the NASDAQ or the Chicago Stock Exchange, one of the two is going to be adding Bitcoin futures
next year.
At some point next year.
Well, about the government and being involved with crypto, I don't think they're very much involved with Bitcoin at all. I think it scares them and they don't have a lot of knowledge about it, but there are cryptocurrencies that reach directly out to governments and these types of businesses. Like regulators, yeah. Ripple is one. XRP. Ben Bernanke spoke at their conference.
And didn't they just add?
There's Fedcoin, right?
Didn't Ripple add the New York regulator guy? Ben Lawsky. Like the worst guy you could possibly add to your board. This guy is a regulator extreme. He's the one who created the Bit License in New York, driving Bitcoin businesses.
Well, the worst guy you could add. If you support freedom, if you like tyranny and government control, then he's, probably their Jesus.
Yeah, so if you want Fedcoin, if you want to look for government involvement in Ripple. Cryptocurrency, there it is. It's obvious.
Obedience.
It's transparent. They don't make it a secret.
One of the things that that Mike and I were talking about yesterday about this idea of pumping and dumping is the guy who made the statement about how Bitcoin is dangerous and it should be outlawed. Okay, now he's on a board of this big
Stigler.
Now he's involved with the board of this big regulatory committee over European banks. And lo and behold, it's some big European, financeer guy that dropped the thousand Bitcoin in European markets that caused the crash yesterday. The exact same day as somebody from one of these European regulator groups goes on television and says, sell all your Bitcoin. So, I mean, those kind of things happening together, it's either a huge coincidence that these kind of people who work together behind the scenes are selling a thousand Bitcoin on the day that they're saying, let's outlaw it, and causing a crash.
I'm going to call it a coincidence. I'm with Derek J on all this.
Yeah, and by the way, despite coincidence or not, one would think that the opposite would happen. Someone says outlaw it, the price should go up. But, people, that shouldn't drop the price. That should give people confidence that, this is the thing I need to get.
Certainly. So Derek J is here with us. He's going to be stepping away on occasion because he's actually running the store here.
Right, because we are broadcasting from his store, the Free State Bitcoin Shop, and there's a lovely family that is walking in right now. And there's definitely more from this Reddit
article. Oh, yeah, we got more crazy.
Warnings from the future, where this guy claims to be from the year 2025, giving us warnings about cryptocurrency. There's more here
from the
Free State Bitcoin Shop. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got more on the way.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's Daryl.
I'm Ian.
And Will.
And Derek J. is hopping on and off because, again, we're in his Bitcoin store. And, you know, something really unique is happening right now. There's people behind us that are purchasing cryptocurrency.
Well, it's not so unique here. It happens all the time. There are people come in here constantly.
Right, but how often does it happen while we're doing the radio show that somebody right behind us is doing a crypto transaction?
So, yes, I guess you're right. For being on Free Talk Live, it's
what I love is that it's like a family, like a mom with a couple of kids, and it's the youngling, you know, the
showing mom how like, the machine works.
What, like 12 young man over there, and he's the one showing mom how cryptos work. And that he's 12, 12 years old, and he's teaching the family about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah,
that is beyond cool.
This is absolutely amazing. And something else that is amazing.
It's the Blink Home Security System, which you can get over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Super easy to get set up. Whether you've got a home or an office that you want to use, you know, get a security system for, you don't want to break the bank. This actually does a great job, and it's completely wireless. So not only do you not have to spend a lot of money, but you also don't have to spend a lot of time putting this thing together. It takes just a few moments when you get your Wi-Fi enabled device like a tablet or a phone out. That's all you need to get this thing set up. You plug in the hub. There's the one wire that plugs into the wall for the hub to give it power, and then the rest of it's all battery operated. Super easy to get rolling. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Of course, you can select whatever time frames you want it to operate in and how lengthy of a clip you want it to send you whenever it sees motion, so it's configurable. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge you for one security camera. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live.
And if you're a Bitcoin millionaire and you have your very own Citadel, you might want to get a couple of these things because there's a warning from the future,
right,
supposedly posted on Reddit from some guy claiming to be from the year 2025. Posted this a couple of years ago.
4 years.
4 years
ago. And there are some people saying, oh, this is absolutely 100% true because he got a couple of prices right.
Yeah, it's clearly, you know, somebody making it up. But it is, you know, it's a theory about what could possibly happen in the future, and let's see how we feel about it.
So, again, the prices that he predicted that were correct, he claimed $1,000 at a certain point, $10,000 by the end of 2017.
Which it hit earlier this week.
Which it did hit earlier this week.
It's now below 10,000 today. We were driving up here. It was like 9,600, 9,400.
Right. But again,
702 is what it says right over
4 days
there.
Ago, everybody was celebrating. Oh, wow, it's climbing. It's going to hit 9,000. And now it's below 10,000. And people are, you know, like jumping off of bridges and whatnot.
So he's claiming that,
metaphorically speaking,
the governments are gone in the world in which he is living, and that the fiat currencies are gone as well. He claims that governments tried to stay relevant in my society by buying Bitcoin, which just made the problem worse, by increasing the value of Bitcoin. Governments did so in secret, of course, but my generation's Snowdens are in fact greedy government employees who transferred Bitcoin to their own private account and escaped to anarchic places where no questions are asked as long as you can cough up some money. The four institutions with the largest still accessible Bitcoin balance are believed to be the following: ASIC miner with 50,000 Bitcoin. Now remember, he's claiming Bitcoin's worth over $1 million
right.
in 2025. The IMF's currency stabilization fund with 70,000 Bitcoin, the government of Saudi Arabia with 110,000, and the North Korean government with 180,000 Bitcoin.
He's claiming the Saudi Arabian government has Bitcoin, because right now it's illegal in Saudi Arabia.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he's also claiming that by the year 2025, not only will the North Koreans have the internet, but they will have a large amount of Bitcoin.
Which would be a game changer for North Korea, for sure. Economic growth, he claims, is about -2% per year. Why is this? If you own more than 1% of a Bitcoin, chances are you don't do anything with your money. There's no inflation and thus no incentive to invest your money. That is ridiculous. Why would inflation be an incentive to invest your money?
Because, see, the money grows. It's worth more and more because growth. But to say there's no inflation, there's inflation built into the mathematical formula of Bitcoin.
That's true. It's a predictable level of inflation.
Right. It's a predictable level of, you know, it's going to increase by X number of Bitcoin every time a block is mined.
So, I mean, we know we're dealing with somebody who doesn't really know their economics here. But going on, just like the medieval ages had no significant economic growth as wealth was measured in gold, our society has no economic growth either, as people know that their 0.01 Bitcoin will be enough to last them a lifetime. The fact that there are still new Bitcoin released is what prevents our world from collapse so far, it seems. But people fear that the decline in inflation that will occur during the next block halving may further wreck our economy. So the idea, I guess that what he's suggesting here is that if you've got this Bitcoin that continues to appreciate, you've got 1% of a Bitcoin, but in this future that's enough to, you know, get you by, that it continues to appreciate, but then again, if you're comparing its appreciation to dollars, which don't exist anymore, how do you really know that it's appreciating? And
everything
would be priced in Bitcoin at that point, right?
Right, and he doesn't seem to really be understanding words here by talking about a decline in inflation. That would be deflation. The fact that there are more Bitcoin
the rate of inflation would cut. So when the halving happens. But yes, you're right. Deflation would be what he's talking
about. Right,
he
says a decline in inflation, but then he says there is no inflation while simultaneously saying there's inflation.
So it seems to be the fear around the idea that if everybody's so wealthy, they won't do anything, is what he's saying. Is that the economy is stagnant because nobody wants to invest in anything because they already have enough money, and so therefore...
Okay, so if nobody's doing anything, then where's my food coming from? Who's scrubbing the toilets at the grocery stores? Do grocery stores even exist in his future? Do toilets even exist in the future? Have they found a way to where people don't poop by the year 2025?
He goes on. He says, what happened to the Winklevoss twins? These are two very wealthy early Bitcoiners.
Yeah,
couple other guys that worked with Zuckerberg to create Spybook. I mean, Facebook.
Right. He says the Winklevoss twins were among the first to die. After seeing the enormous damage done to the fabric of society, terrorist movements emerged that sought to hunt down and murder anyone known to have a large balance of Bitcoin or believed to be responsible in any way for the development of cryptocurrency. Ironically, these terrorist movements use Bitcoin to anonymously fund their operations. So predicting that big Bitcoin holders will be targeted for murder, which is why they supposedly are running off to the citadels to protect themselves.
Right. And I also think it's funny where he claims at one point there are no governments, but then talks about anarchist places where you just need to have money. If there's no government, that's the definition.
Yeah, wouldn't every place be an anarchic place
right. In
that case?
So, again, he doesn't seem to understand words.
Why didn't we abandon... there's more here. Most people who own any significant amount of Bitcoin no longer speak to their families and lost their friends because they had to change their identities. There have been also a few suicides of people who cannot handle the guilt after seeing what happened to the bag holders, the type of skeptical people who continue to believe it would eventually collapse even after hearing the rumors of governments buying Bitcoin. Many people were taken hostage, and thus it is suspected that 25% of Bitcoin rich actually physically tortured someone to get him to spill his password.
What? This is just absolutely ridiculous. And
told you it would be.
I'm reminded where he talks earlier about people changing their identities and whatnot because, well, people can't know that I'm Bitcoin rich.
Mm-hmm.
There's a podcast that I was listening to not too long ago, the Workcationing podcast, Carrie DePhillips.
Wordcation?
Workcation.
A workcation.
So Instead of going on a vacation, you're a permanent traveler, and you work from wherever you happen to be. It's called workcationing.
Gotcha.
Carrie DePhillips, who you're well aware of.
Yeah.
She's done some work
I
for
heard she
Free Talk Live. She's workcationing.
I see.
And she's one of the hosts of this podcast.
Wow.
She was talking to her co-host about some of the Bitcoin-rich people in New Hampshire. She said, yeah, just look for the guy that looks like he doesn't really have a lot of money, but then gets out of a nice car.
Well, yeah, that definitely would be flaunting it to some extent.
So right, but, you know, like
if
people
if
walking around
like
in
they don't have
pad,
a lot of money and they're driving a Tesla, then, you know, that's pretty unusual. That's
she
attention.
Didn't mention
not
Tesla
in San Francisco.
Poor people
all
drive
CEOs.
Teslas.
No, this, they wear like shabby clothes, a hoodie. You know, they don't dress like the New York business elite. But then they'll get out of the Tesla.
There's more from
there's
the
more
future,
crazy.
Supposedly. Yeah. Here on Free Talk Live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 660-7000.